This is All Access Nerds, issue number 12. This week we talk about E3 Extravaganza, terrific television triumphs, and Nick's neat news. Welcome to All Access Nerds. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
And this is issue number 12.
Very nice.
We're getting there.
I like it.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, last issue was pretty heavy on the comics.
Okay.
Specifically, Rebirth. So I was thinking maybe we can maybe touch on comics a little bit, but we can maybe highlight some other stuff this time.
Okay. Well, I got a few comics I can bust out real quick. Does that work for you?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
All right. So this past week, I did pick up some... Actually, it's all DC books. I'll take it back. It was one... Amazing Spider-Man issue number 14.
Okay. Yeah, the cover there is Alex Ross. It looks pretty awesome there.
Yeah. And it's not bad. This guy's going around collecting superheroes and villains and siphoning off their powers.
Okay.
That's in a nutshell. The only thing I didn't like about it is that he takes out Thor.
Ooh.
Lady Thor. He kidnaps her.
Oh, wow.
Knocks her out. So there's that one.
The rest, he must be pretty powerful.
Yeah, he is. Lots of, you know, he's gotten powers of all the heroes that he gets.
Yeah.
He absorbs her powers.
Okay.
I think he goes in his armor.
Okay.
So nice. The rest stuff I got was all DC.
Sweet.
So I got Batman number one. I got, let's see what else I got here going on here. Green Lanterns number one, which I really like both of those. Superman number one. That was good too. We got the Titans Rebirth number one. That wasn't bad. It was a good story. I'm not, like I said, I'm really getting into the DC comics.
Awesome. Good to hear.
Green Arrow number one. Nah, didn't like it so much.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. I think I might get issues 2 and 3, and I think I'm going to stop getting those. Wasn't overly impressed.
Hmm.
I don't know what it was. Just don't seem to care.
Aww.
I did also pick up Dark Knight Returns, The Last Crusade. So that was pretty good. Batman's much older. His body's all abused and broken. He has trouble getting around.
Hmm.
And this particular one, Killer Croc does a number on him, almost kills him.
Oh, wow.
So, and his boy Robin that he's got, which I forget which Robin it was. I want to say he's kind of got a lot of anger in him.
So yeah. He
got a little over much.
Old and grumpy?
No. He's still Robin. He's still young.
Oh, Robin. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
But he beats the bad guys a little bit too much. Beats
really?
Him up. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's good. And of course, the Joker's tied in there. And
maybe Jason Todd, because he's known to do that a lot.
That may have been who it was.
Okay.
That
yeah. Because he went so far as to actually, like, use guns every once in a while.
Oh.
And, yeah, he would take things a lot, usually a lot too far. Especially early on, because he came back to life after the community killed him off. Because it was a vote system back in, like, the 90s. Where they were like, you know what, we're going to try this out. We're going to see people come on in, vote in, write in, whatever. And whoever gets the most votes will be killed off. And everybody voted for Jason Todd. Cause
I think I remember that.
Yeah. So they kill him off. And then after a while, they finally brought him back. And I believe it was the Lazarus Pit was the way they did it. And he came back a lot grumpier and more edgy.
Yeah, he's got lots of anger. He just takes things a little bit too far on beating up the guys. Just crippling them.
Oh, wow.
It's not good if you're going to be a hero.
Yeah.
A couple things to look out for next week is Justice League issue number 52.
Yes.
It's entitled A Titans Rebirth number one. And they kind of give a backstory on when Batman introduced Dick Grayson. Okay. It was right before the Justice League was formed.
Okay.
So it's kind of a backstory. I think they're just trying to fill a spacer for issue number, to make it a 52.
Yeah.
So that they can end it. And of course, Wonder Woman issue number one comes out next week also.
Okay. Cool.
And that is all I have to talk about comics. I know it's short and simple, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little sad to hear about the Green Arrow thing because, you know, we talked about it, I think it was last week or so, last issue, and it had reached at least 90,000 comics of that title being sold. So hopefully, you know, it doesn't drop off too much.
Well, it might just be me.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about it, though, like the actual... Because the Rebirth special of Green Arrow got, you know, 90,000 plus, but... Unfortunately, as it came of so far, nothing has spiked up like that craziness. But yeah, I'm kind of hoping for that. You know, it looks reminiscent to what the new 52 kind of was after Jeff Lemire came on the board with it. But yeah, we'll see how that going goes. I'll be excited to read it. This week, I had a lot of stuff going off work. I work at Sweetwater Sound, and we had Gear Fest this weekend.
What's Gear Fest?
Gear Fest is it's a 2-day special event that Sweetwater holds, and they bring in hundreds of vendors of different music instruments, software, hardware, all the good stuff, and you do there's performances, there's presentations, there's instructional experts come in, you know, to do presentations on whether the products or new stuff coming out,
musical instruments, things like that.
Mainly based around music instruments, sound equipment, gear, all that good stuff. So there was about, I think they projected around 28,000 with between Friday and Saturday was supposed to be there. I don't think the final numbers came in of a rough estimate of how many people came in, but I'm almost certain it was probably more than what was expected. So, because it seemed like a lot, but from what I heard, everybody had a good time. So
that's pretty cool. So, I've been there before at your work. That's a pretty cool place.
Yes,
just to walk in, walk around.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, we've expanded out. I forgot the new square footage, but we expanded out, square foot, but as well as they did a count, and there was actually 1,034 people actually employed. So, and then it started off being just one guy, and started off in his VW bus, and he had his recording equipment, and he would go up to different people and schedule it out, and they would record, music and stuff like that, different songs and whatnot. And it just kept evolving. And then now it's, 1,000 plus people being employed. And Chuck Surak, he's an awesome guy. And it was a huge event. So unfortunately, did not even get a chance. I'll admit it, didn't get a chance to buy comics yet. Didn't get a chance to read them yet. But definitely this week we'll be catching up on that. So
cool. Well, let's move on to some TV shows.
Like, we're in some good stuff, at least especially coming this fall. CW at least announced, and I think the other networks will be soon following if they haven't already, but I saw CW because definitely my favorite shows on television right now are mostly on CW.
I do agree, yep. Mine, a couple of mine too. Yep.
They got some good ones for sure. So they announced their fall schedule. The ones highlighted for me at least was The Flash returning Tuesday as usual, October 4th. And then Arrow would be the next day, October 5th, on a Wednesday. And the following week, Supergirl. Because as most of you know by now, Supergirl was on CBS. Now she's transitioning to CW. And that's going to be starting October 10th. And then Legends of Tomorrow will be that Thursday, October 13th. I believe that's Thursday.
Mm.
No?
Yeah, you're right the Legends of Tomorrow, Thursday the 13th.
Okay.
But I think that Supergirl comes out on Monday the 17th.
17th?
Yeah, following Monday.
Okay.
We'll double check that while we're podcasting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, also on those same days, you do just to let you know, on October 4th, on Tuesday after Flash, a new show called No Tomorrow is premiering.
Okay, I saw that. And show. I think there's another one on Wednesday?
Wednesday called Frequency.
Yes, yeah.
And that is based off a movie.
Really?
Yeah, there was a movie that came out years ago. That this guy had a ham radio that he got handed down from his father. His father was gone, died in war, and he was able to connect with his dad through this frequency, a certain frequency.
Yeah, I think I remember that. He was able
to
talk
to his dad back in the past.
Yeah,
he's in the future. Yeah, so
was it Dennis Quaid?
I think maybe. You're right.
I think I remember that. Huh, so now they're doing a show about that, or a remake show or something. That's cool.
Not to take away from your little stuff there, but on Thursday the 13th, Supernatural comes back also for its new season. And we can't forget on Friday the 21st, Vampire Diaries.
Yes, yeah. I think it's the final season, so people who are not a fan...
Me?
You know...
Care less about it.
Pretty excited that something new will be coming next fall, after the fall of 2017. Honestly, I'll admit, I started watching the show. It was pretty decent at first. And it got kind of crazy. And then I think for whatever reason, I missed a few episodes. And it's definitely one of those ones where one episode leads into the next, leads into the next, leads into the next. So whenever it's all finished, I'll probably find where exactly I left off and kind of catch back up. But I thought it was pretty good. It was better than like the Twilight series and stuff like that, because it wasn't solely based on the, you know, love romantic stuff. It was heavily based, in my opinion, but there was some pretty cool stuff with, you know, the werewolves and vampire stuff going on, and there's more and more witches and ghosts and all this other stuff. So a lot of supernatural kind of things going on.
All right, so I must interject here. Supergirl, Monday, October 10th. Okay. Like you originally said.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At 8 p.m. So
cool.
So, you know, sorry about that.
Yeah. And actually, crazy little thing where you talked about the werewolf stuff and vampire stuff, but they actually announced the Superman that's going to be on the Supergirl television show. Right now his name's escaping me, but he's actually an actor who was on MTV's Teen Wolf. He's not the main guy, but he's a little bit older. I forgot his name. But yeah, he's announced to be on there, and he was rumored to be Man of Steel Superman before Henry Cavill was officially on the casting. He was rumored to be the Superman. I think, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm optimistic. I don't see him as somebody who could be a, you know, Superman type.
He doesn't look like a Superman to me.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, the term pretty boy comes to mind, you know. You know, and for me, like, the kind of Superman that I envision would have to be someone that can pull off looking nerdy, you know, and be just an average Joe, nothing really special to him, so that he can blend in with society and not be, you know, anyone that's like, that guy is, you know, he's, you know, same kind of height as Superman, and he's kind of built like him too. Huh. That's kind of intriguing, you know. He's supposed to just blend in, fly under the radar as Clark Kent, but then, you know, he gets into the suit. Yes, you can definitely tell, boom, yeah, he's Superman. Okay, like, that's something to be intimidated by, you know, or if you're, you know, looking for something to be inspired by, to be instilled with hope, definitely, like, you can see, like, hey, I think I'm in good hands now, I feel safe right now. So, we'll see what happens come this fall. I feel that, you know, he's probably going to have to be getting a special trainer, you know, or what is that called? A personal trainer. There we go. Personal trainer to kind of bulk up a little bit more. You know, he's a fit dude. You know, I don't think you have a problem with that. Yeah, Tyler Hoechlin. But yeah, that's the guy. I forgot. Yeah, he finally, that's the dude. Yep. Yeah, we got a picture real quick. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, he fits the general look to him. Black hair.
Square
jaw.
He's got
blue eyes. Yeah. So
I'm not looking that close. I'm not sure what color he has. Sorry, man.
Yeah. But yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic at it. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, as per most casting when they first announced, probably hate the idea of him being it. Me, meh. We'll see what happens. I'll wait for a first trailer until I make my next judgment, and then I'll wait until the show actually comes out, see him acting, until I make my final judgment on him being Superman. Clark Kent.
So. I would say we'll see how he looks in tights, but I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
That's not going to come out correctly.
Yeah, let's not be quoted to be saying that. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this fall. I'm ready for the shows to get back. There's a couple shows this summer. Well, at least for me, Mr. Robot, top tier for me. Like, I rant and raving about it. Probably this week, I'll probably start rewatching them all just to kind of, you know, refresh myself on how it all ended and the kind of craziness that went on during the season. And then to definitely be ready for, I think it's July 13th, July 12th or something like that. I think it's the second week in July it comes out.
Real soon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. About a month out or so. And that's actually USA Network. So it's not going to be one of the local cable television networks. But yeah, that's all I got for Superman, for television. News, at least. Did you have anything?
Just real quick, you're talking about WB. Their mid-season return, The 100 is coming back.
Okay.
iZombie, The Originals, and Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Okay. Yeah. So those are some of the other Warner Brothers stuff that's coming back.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my wife will definitely be excited about the iZombie one, at least. And The Originals. I think she likes The Originals show as well. But the iZombie has actually gotten to the comic books too. So I've already kind of slackened a little bit as a comic book fan who has introduced his wife into it, because she's already finished with volume 1 and 2, and now is like hounding me, hey, issue 3, I need volume 3, and I'm like, crap, I keep forgetting, so.
Well, you make it hot on the Preacher.
Yes,
I know,
yes,
I gave you volume 1, yeah. I got volume 2, I just finished it the other day. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's out there, and I don't know how many volumes or how many issues of comics came out of that.
Uh-huh.
Or, I don't think it's still coming out.
I think it's finished. I think there's I believe the Preacher title has ended now.
TV show is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah, I need to catch up on it. Like, I started reading the first, I think it was maybe the first half of Volume 1. But, yeah, it hasn't kind of clued me on, like, some of the specifics and to why and the hows and stuff like that. But,
there's
a lot of crazy chaos.
It's a very adult theme to it also.
So. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a mature rating. So, yes. Know that going in. Definitely check your ratings if you're younger than 17 and such. Definitely know the kind of stuff, whether TV show or comics, because even comics can be adult for sure.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, definitely endorse checking ratings for stuff before you read into it.
Come on. Anyway, we'll not go there.
Gotta be a good influence for the listeners.
All right, so that's it for the TV shows. You got anything for movies?
Yeah, movies.
All right, so movies.
Definitely. So far, no big announcements, unfortunately. So then I think the next big one for me, at least, that I'm excited about, I think, is I'd have to say Suicide Squad in August. I don't think there's too much for my at least preferences in July going on, but definitely in August, Suicide Squad. But actually, since last, I think issue 10, yeah, because issue 11 was just comic books, issue 10, since then, I've watched a couple movies that have come out recently. I saw Warcraft, and I just watched Central Intelligence last night. Warcraft, I would say. Did you get a chance to watch any of those?
Nope. Okay. We didn't talk about them. I don't think the same.
Yeah. Warcraft. Soon. Definitely one of the, for sure, all, you know, nerd kind of, all-access nerds. Makes sense to kind of review it. Warcraft, it was okay. It was okay. I would endorse it. I would suggest people to go see it. I'm not going to rant and rave about it, I'll be honest. It was good. It was entertaining. I saw IMAX 3D, so it looked really, really cool. Sounded really, really cool and loud.
Does it remind you of the video game?
Not really, no. There was a few little Easter eggs of it, because I've played World of Warcraft a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biggest fan of it. I don't think I have any character that's ever reached a max level. But, yeah, I would say I'm a decent fan of it. But kind of find out, because movie was starting, and before the movie started, I took out my phone and was reading up on it a little bit, and it actually isn't based on the World of Warcraft movie or the game, nor is it based on the Warcraft real-time strategy games either. It's actually based on a board game, Warcraft, I think Humans versus Orcs, I believe it was called.
Really?
Yeah, it was a board game back in the 90s is what it was kind of based off of. So if you go in there, you're not going to see, you know, World of Warcraft names or anything like that, you know, that you'd recognize. So it's more so.
It's not from that universe, that game universe.
Not really, no, okay. No. It's still the same lands and stuff like that, just not the characters. So, like, we're still in Azeroth. I believe some of the places are the same, but we're not going to see key places. Like, I forgot the orc main one. I know Stormwind. Stormwind, I believe we actually saw Stormwind, which is a big alliance one. Because there are still the Horde, there are still alliance. But there's a lot of the characters that aren't in World of Warcraft that are highlighted in this movie. But yeah, it was good. It was mostly predictable stuff. There was one little thing that a person died, character died, and I didn't think they were gonna die. But it was interesting to see that. Oh wow, okay, that's a main character. They killed him off. Interesting. But a lot of the other stuff was kind of stereotypical and predictable for fantasy movies. Sure, I'll give a little spoilers. Spoiler, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Are you going to watch it? You going to watch it? I don't want to spoil it for you.
Please, go ahead and spoil
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert. Okay. So,
is it spoiler alert?
You meet, I just want to make sure, because it's still early on. It was That's like true. A week or so ago, so I don't want to ruin it for people. Just make sure, you know, skip ahead a little bit if you don't want to get spoiled. So, the craziness is going on. The orcs invaded the humans' land. So the humans then decide, hey, we need to call on this this high mighty wizard guy, this mage. So the mage comes in and kind of find out he kind of succumbs to this power, this like evil power. He essentially turns to the dark side.
Okay.
And becomes a bad guy at the end. So then they have to have this other weak guy that's coming up, kind of like the Luke Skywalker, defeat him at the last minute. So yeah, it was kind of predictable. I was like, I could see him kind of turn to the dark side. They have different names for it, but I'm just using it because it's called the Fel and the Magic Source, and it's different than the other main okay magic source, the light side. But
absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, yeah, because it was definitely that aspect of it, because the Fel magic source was stronger. It was more wild and rigid, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. But, yeah, the fact that it was more powerful definitely became hungry for more power. So, yeah, it was corrupting things. So, okay. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was predictable in some aspects. There was a dad and his son died, you know. And so it was like you saw it and you knew it was coming a mile away. And so something's predictable. But it was entertaining for, you know, the... whatever it was. I think I saw it like early in the afternoon, so it was like a $12, $11 ticket for IMAX 3D. 2 hours. I was entertained. So yeah, I would suggest it. I wouldn't like rant and rave about it though.
It's a movie just to kill a couple
hours.
Yeah. Alright, so you saw Central Intelligence?
Yeah, so Central Intelligence, another movie I saw. Just saw it yesterday. This one, I'd kind of rant and rave about it. It was good. I liked it a lot. It was, you know, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Funny movie. It's not so much, you know, the nerdy kind of thing, but yeah, he's a CIA agent, and there's another guy who's just a regular Joe Schmo accountant. It was funny because Kevin Hart, comedian guy, he actually plays the role of the more uptight, kind of put together, you know, not funny guy, while The Rock plays the more goofy, ridiculous, fanny pack wearing, you know, unicorn shirt wearing guy. And he's more crazy and kooky. And it's mainly more so like the idea of bullies, and it's sending a story home for there. Nothing too emotional, you know, for some of the nerds out there that can relate to that whole aspect. They didn't go too crazy into it. Just dipping into it, some message there for you. But there was nothing too crazy about it. I was like, okay, you know, we're not going to make you cry over this comedy movie. But it was good. I liked it a lot. Love The Rock. Kevin Hart's a funny guy, but definitely went for The Rock, and it was good. It was good for sure. Okay. Yeah, I would highly suggest it. More so than the Warcraft, at least. Cool. But, yeah.
I wanted to see The Conjuring too, but I couldn't get my wife to go see it.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. there's some women out there that can enjoy a horror flick. Not all. It's not for everybody. So,
I thought about going with my best friends, me, myself, and I. But
yeah.
The other two were kind of tied up that evening.
So. Oh, my goodness.
So, how about you got any movies that are coming out?
I mean, I think Independence Day comes out in July.
Actually, I think it comes out next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
25th.
So, Independence Day comes out in June.
Yeah, I know it comes out the weekend before.
You expect that it would come out the weekend of July 4th. That's funny.
I'm pretty sure it comes out the weekend of...
Okay, gotcha. I'd say for me, Suicide Squad, it's kind of just overshadowing everything.
Really?
And there's probably some good stuff coming out in July. Yeah, I remember there being a lot of movies that I want to see coming out this summer. But, yeah, I think Suicide Squad's the main one for me, at least.
Yep, Independence Day comes out, well, here at local theater, June 24th, maybe the 23rd, midnight showing, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, 23rd.
Okay.
But we'll say Friday the 24th. We got Independence Day is definitely coming out.
Okay, cool.
That's
cool.
The only one that it's telling me about. Anyway.
Yeah. That one seems okay. You know, if I have a bunch of friends that are enticing me to go see it, I may go check it out. You know, it's decent.
Let me throw a couple things at you coming down the next few years.
Next few years?
Yeah.
We'll okay.
Jump forward in time just a wee bit.
All right, here we go.
So, there's going to be a new King Kong movie.
Yes, yeah, I heard about that.
Skull Island. It's going to open in theaters March 10th of 2017.
Okay.
And it's going to be followed by Godzilla 2 on March 22nd, 2019, 2 years later.
Yeah.
And then after that, they're going to have a Godzilla versus King Kong, or Godzilla versus Kong, I should say.
Yeah.
In May of 2020.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of a big gap in movies.
Yeah. But kind of building its own universe, franchise kind of thing.
It's funny how they're doing that. So we talked about the, well, Dawn of Justice has already been out. Suicide Squad, you mentioned that, August 5th, followed by Wonder Woman on June of 2017. And then we've got Justice League Part 1, November 2017.
Yep.
Super The Flash, March of 2018. Aquaman, July of 2018. Got an untitled DC film, October of 2018. Shazam, April of 2019.
Sweet.
You're a big Shazam fan.
Yeah, especially because The Rock is going to be in it. Yeah, I'm freaking excited about that.
I think he could be, fitting for him.
Yeah, because he's going to be Black Adam, so he's going to be the villain. Mm. And I don't know if you guys haven't seen, if some of you kind of new nerds out there haven't seen Black Adam, definitely Google Black Adam, The Rock, and you'll see the resemblance. It is uncanny, and I think he's the best one to be cast for Black Adam, for sure. I still can't decide who would be a good Shazam, like, you know, actual guy. Some kid, and it doesn't matter who Billy Batson is, just some kid. Make sure he can act halfway good, it's okay. But Shazam, like, he's got to have to be, like, relatively the same age as Henry Cavill and be able to take punches from Henry Cavill, you know, Superman, because they're relatively the same, almost, power level.
So Justice League Part 2, June of 2019. Another untitled DC film in November of 2019. Cyborg 2020 of April 2020. Green Lantern Corps, July of 2020.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a few years down the road. It's only 4 years, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So it's like DC and Warner Brothers is, well, I guess it's just Warner Brothers. DC is really piling it on there.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. It escaped me for a minute. Ghostbusters comes out in July, and Star Trek Beyond comes out in July.
Mm.
So one thing with the Star Trek one, it is sad. It came out, I think it was today or yesterday, it was announced that Anton, I'm going to butcher his last name, but the guy who played Chekhov in the Star Trek movies, he actually passed away out of a pretty bad car accident recently, like today or yesterday. So just to update you guys on that. So yeah, and I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but yeah, Anton something.
Yelchin.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. Anton Yelchin. Yeah. He's 27, I think he was. And he's been a lot of stuff that I've liked recently. And so it's really sad to hear that kind of news. So,
unfortunately, I'm going to read you what the SunSentinel.com.
Okay.
SUN-Sentinel.com.
Okay. I think that's out in California, I believe.
Says the actor, rising actor, best known for playing Chekhov in Star Trek films, was killed by his own car as it rolled down his driveway early Sunday.
Oh.
The car pinned him against a brick mailbox pillar and security fence at his home in Los Angeles. He had gotten out of the vehicle momentarily, but police did not say why he was behind it when it started to roll. And it goes on and talks about stuff he's done. That's rest in peace, buddy. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, absolutely. And for movies, July, Jason Bourne comes out as well.
Nice.
Nice one. So there's a few others, Secret Life of Pets and Tarzan, but
I'm looking forward to Tarzan. I want to see Tarzan. Yeah? Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a big Tarzan fan, but that one looks intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Because they were talking about it. I think I saw, or showed up early to one of the movies recently, and they were talking about how usually of, what is it? Like, Tarzan's story is containing the beast, you know, containing the beast. This one is now unleashing the beast, where because he's kind of brought back into society and civilization, now they want to turn that around and bring back to his initial, you know, Tarzan-y style. Tarzan-ness. It'll be coming out in July as well. So there's a couple movies, you know, in July that should be interesting to check out.
So is that it for movies?
That's all I got.
Let's talk about some games.
Yes, you got games.
Game, Ryan?
Absolutely. Because some of you may have known, I hope you guys knew, E3 2016 was last week. It wrapped up. A lot of great information out there. Definitely check out IGN, Game Informer. There's a lot of good stuff out there because we won't be able to cover it all. But there's a lot of people that got, you know, really good exclusives. But I can hit definitely some of the highlights. Some of the announcements were Resident Evil 7 is coming out. So there's a lot of Resident Evil fans out there. So 7 is coming out for sure. It's been announced. but I don't think any release date for sure, at least after recording this podcast. Legend of Zelda is coming out, and people were stoked about it. I think that one, among every single panel, every single announcement, anything, everything, that one had the largest crowd drawn to it for all of E3, because people were obsessing about Zelda. So yeah, Legend of Zelda is coming out. I forgot the name of it, but it's definitely one of the newest ones, and it's going to be 12 times bigger than Twilight Princess, which, to my understanding, was pretty decently sized Legend of Zelda game, because it's going to be, you know, definitely the 3D looking one. It's not going to be the, you know, 8-bit, 16-bit old style. It's definitely going to be the new style, amazing graphics. So if I have a system that plays it, I'll definitely check it out.
When you say bigger, you mean the graphics and the content, like more place to go, more villains to fight, more like things to do?
Specifically, the map itself is going to be 12 times bigger, larger.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah. So as well, it goes with content and it goes with story and everything, you know. I would hope at least, you know, don't just give us a tiny little story and a huge area to go explore. You know, Zelda, it's not really the style. So, but yeah, some other ones. Crash Bandicoot, the original one, the classic game, is going to get remastered for the next-gen consoles. God of War is coming out with a new game. And instead of the old, I believe it's Greek mythology it was going off of, it's actually switching. It's changing pace. It's going to go on the Nordic mythology. So we're going to see more so like Thor and Loki and all this other stuff, and the Nordic mythology, as well as Skyrim getting remastered. That's coming out in October. They actually announced that day, which is cool. So yeah, there's a special edition Skyrim is what they're calling it, or something like that. So it's not just remastered. They're gonna be doing a lot more stuff, added content, whatnot to it. So those of you who love Skyrim, get ready for October. More stuff is coming out for you. And I'll probably get that, I think. I don't know. Because I played about the first one the day it came out, played it nonstop, and it was on Xbox. And then I switched to PS3, and so the guy who had the PS3, he had a Skyrim as well, so it was an easy trade there. So we traded games. I had to restart that one as well. And for whatever reason, I started playing on my PC. Oh, for the modding. Yeah, I started playing the PC for my modding, so then I had to restart it again. So it's like I started three different Skyrim games within the length of it, within less than a year's time. And I typically don't do that too much when it comes to games, so we'll see. Maybe I will with this one. But on the flip side of that, Elder Scrolls 6 is on its way. They haven't done any release dates, at least at the recording of this podcast, no pictures or trailers or nothing like that. But they did announce we are working on Elder Scrolls 6, so that's good to hear. Another big one, which a lot of people are excited about, some of you guys may know, Insomniac, game developer, they're actually coming out with a new Spider-Man game. I don't know for sure if that's going to be a tie-in with the movie, but it at least is going to be Marvel's answer to the Arkham-style games.
Ryan, so, I got to interrupt you right here, and I do apologize.
Yeah, go for it.
You saw me over here, I'll contain myself.
Yeah.
So I'm looking on my phone, and I just came across, do you remember what one, we'll call him Hero, is my favorite in the DC Comics? If I had to pick one hero.
Hero? Don't know.
Kind of hero, anti-hero.
Okay, I'd say character, I would definitely say probably Vigilante.
Vigilante, spot on.
Yeah.
The CW added another DC comic, Vigilante, for season 5 of The Arrow. And they're showing Vigilante,
snap.
My favorite one.
Really?
Yep.
That's so cool.
I do apologize for interrupting your game, but I was sitting there going, I couldn't contain it any longer.
Yeah, we definitely like to keep, you know, as we're recording this podcast, we'll be honest, we'll be transparent. We try to, you know, stay updated even as we're recording to try to get more information as... Because a lot of the stuff comes out pretty quick, so by the time we post this, and it could be old news, but... So yes, definitely. That's pretty cool.
It's got Adrian Chase was the character in the comics.
Okay.
A new district attorney and ally of Mayor Oliver Queen, whose aim is to clean up the streets of Star City through the legal system. Now, the Vigilante was a district attorney in the comic books.
Yeah.
He came. His first appearance was in New Teen Titans Annual Number 2.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to see. I used to have that. I might see if I still have it or not. It was back in '83, and then he came out with his own comic book.
Yeah, yep, I remember that.
And he had a couple issues. He was in Batman, or his annual, there was a Batman in it, there was an annual where Superman was in it. And at the end of the series, it ran 50 issues.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have all these, my favorite comic book of ever, including DC. In issue 50, well before that, in the 40s, he was hired on as a judge. He became a judge.
Okay.
So he turned in he threw away his costume. He was done being the Vigilante, and somebody else picked up the costume and became the Vigilante. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, we find out it was his bailiff.
Oh.
So he ended up, the bailiff didn't get killed. Chase ended up taking the costume back on. He worked for the organization called Checkmate.
Yeah, yep, I know them.
He was one of their pawns, if you will.
Yeah.
And issue number 50, he committed suicide. Killed himself. Pretty heavy. I didn't see it coming. I didn't know until I read it. Like,
yeah, because this is probably like 80s, 90s comics, you know?
Yeah, it was in the 80s, yeah.
Typically didn't, you know, cover that kind of deep stuff, comic books. But I think that was, yeah, I think the 80s was about when they started doing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty intense.
I have to dig out my whole series now and make sure I got them all.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue. I do apologize, listeners, for interrupting the game. I just...
Breaking news, yeah.
I was overwhelmed.
So, it should be interesting to see, like, if he's going to be a villain or an anti-hero, or is he going to be a hero on their Arrow team, or what do they call him? Arrow Squad or whatever, Team Arrow. You know, we'll see when the show comes out of where his alliance will actually be. Because I don't think Oliver's going to agree with too much, because... Typically, the vigilante was pretty heavy with gun usage.
Yeah, he would kill criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there was to it. If you screwed up, if you were a child molester, you were a murderer, you got killed. Yeah. There was no coming back.
Yeah. And that's how Arrow was when he first started, and Oliver Queen when he first started as it. But he kind of developed a little bit, and he's like, you know what, there's better ways. I can't be, you know, judge, executioner, jury. It just ain't gonna happen. Like, I need to have boundaries, or else I'm not, you know, I'm no good than they are. So, but yeah, so we'll see how that goes. It should be interesting. I like it.
I'm stoked,
because you know, a lot of the Arrow stuff so far has been kind of kept under wraps, but I heard good things about it. When Stephen Amell's been interviewed, he's like, yeah, it's gonna be good stuff, it's gonna be hyped up, and not just saying that, like, I'm loving it so far. So, but yeah, Spider-Man game's coming out. I don't know. I don't know if they've announced. It doesn't look like it, at least with the style of the costume, with, what's his name, Tom Holland from Civil War, if it's that same kind of design. It doesn't look like it, so I don't know if it's going to be a Marvel Cinematic Universe tie-in game. So we'll have to wait for that. But besides that, console-wise, there was a PS4 Neo. We heard a little bit about it. More details came out on that. It's got, like, 4K resolution capabilities, all that good stuff. And Xbox, they as well, they announced Xbox One S, which is kind of their answer to that, kind of like essentially PS4.5. It's not the next gen afterwards. It's just a little boost for, you know, capabilities and speed and whatnot. So if people who haven't bought a console yet, like myself, you know, it gives them an excuse to kind of jump in. Okay, I haven't bought one yet. They're doing this upgrade. Now I should get it. You know, now it's jumping the curve and got to get in there before it's way too late. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited for that. Because when Neo comes out, that's probably when I'll buy it. Because at that point, I might as well wait. You know, there's no sense in buying a PS4 now when you know Neo is going to come out. So, yeah, at least with the big E3 stuff, that was pretty much it. At least with some of the stuff. I mean, definitely check out. There's a lot more information out there for sure, because I definitely couldn't cover it all. It'd have to be a whole stinking hour and a half podcast, if not more, because with E3, of course, it's a whole week-long thing, which is pretty awesome for gaming and entertainment, all that good stuff. So, and some of the stuff is still coming out with information, because afterwards, people are getting exclusives and all that stuff, so I'm excited for more stuff coming out of E3, even from reviews and whatnot. I think I talked a little bit about it, Horizon Zero Dawn. They came out with more gameplay footage, so I have to definitely check that out. I'm excited for that. So, did you get anything for games?
Nope. I'll leave that to your realm.
Alrighty.
As much as I enjoy playing video games, I just cannot find the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when I find the time, I can't justify it. It should be something else I'm doing.
Yes, yep.
I would love to get back into them someday, and I will. I can't keep telling myself that.
Yep. But yeah, definitely Overwatch as well. I've been playing that nonstop for, when it come out? Mid-June? It's been great. 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. Loving it. So, yeah, definitely.
I think you told me you were looking forward to it.
So. Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. But unfortunately, No Man's Sky, I should be playing it by now. But unfortunately, I got postponed until August. So, August will be pretty awesome with Suicide Squad and No Man's Sky taking up my time for sure. So
sounds good. Oh, that's it for me.
Yeah, that's all I got as well. But definitely, yes, always and forever. Check us out on Facebook. Give us a like. You know, and definitely send us a message. Leave us a comment, definitely. Share us. Share the things. Let us know. Let others know about us. It'd be great.
Yeah. Look us up on iTunes and give us a ranking, please.
Yeah, comment. Leave us a comment. Let us know. We definitely love feedback. Definitely love hearing from you guys. You know, all that good stuff.
Tell us what you want. Need some more input from you guys.
Yes, definitely. And Podomatic, of course, too. That's mainly where we post right now. We might be looking into something else down the road. But definitely Podomatic. Subscribe to us. We would love it. We would love it, love it, love it.
Well, that's it for me.
That's all I've got as well. All
right. Well, this is Nick signing off for Ryan. Go forth and do great things.